Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Peaceful Planet Show. We have a wonderful guest all the way from Manchester, the UK, with Queen Ladybug, and she's going to be featuring her wonderful music that she's been doing over the years. And I'm going to read a little bit about the Queen Ladybug, as she calls herself. She's been doing music for many, many years now. How many years have you been doing your music, Esther?
Seriously, 31 years now.
31 years, wow. So,
yeah. Well, I was doing music from the age of four, but, you know, in a band from the age of 17.
She's always had a musical drive, and here's a little bit more about Esther, the Queen Ladybug. Her name is Queen Ladybug. Her star name is Queen Ladybug, and she's produced a lot of music over the years and performed, and she's just a really wonderful person. I had the pleasure of meeting Esther in person finally in London about a month ago, and it was too short to actually get to know you much better, but I feel like I've always known you. So we're very honored to have Esther and her great talent. A passionate artist with many strings to her bow, fueled by an inexhaustible creative force, the Queen Ladybug made her debut appearance in a band named Head Ritual with Gary Guitar, Jeppo Bass, and Dunner Drums in 1987 at the age of 17. The Queen Ladybug had joined Head Ritual as wind keyboard player and backup singer. She soon began to move to lead vocals when she discovered her poetry. It was easy to fit with the music. The Star was the first written by guitarist Gary Holmes. It was originally very different than it is heard now here. At that time, they were punky, grungy, spiritual anarchists heavily into magic and mayhem. Queen Ladybug was given permission to write The Star and use the song in her own way after the band finally split due to apathy from the boys in 1995. She continued to write music and lyrics throughout her life and worked with various artists both live and in the studio. Some of her best work was performed acoustically in a duo named Me and ER, and around 2002 to 2005, where Queen Ladybug paired up with another talented female artist called Julia Nelson. They co-wrote many songs, as well as performing and recording in each other's original work together. The song Courage was written by Queen Ladybug and recorded with Julia during this time. Queen Ladybug continued to write and work alone, borrowing various musicians, producers, and for recording live work. During times of great strife and bereavement, words and song would download to Queen Ladybug as if channeled from an outside source. A chance meeting in deep meditation with the deceased spirit Saint John Lennon led the Queen to write a song named Here I Am. And we're going to hear that in a minute, folks. Here I Am was recorded many times, but the Queen Ladybug was never quite satisfied that the sound she was trying to produce had ever materialized. However, she did write and direct a video to the song, which ultimately led her to the great John Lennon channel. In 2011, Queen Ladybug did her last and ultimately her best show ever with the band she had worked for around 4 years named As I Am. And their spiritual views greatly differed from Queen Ladybug's. Queen Ladybug was praising God whilst the rest of the band were protesting that there is no God. Equally unmatched was their musical taste, so the Queen retired to write a book and concentrate solely on her family and dealing with some debilitating illness at the time. With the family growing ever more independent and herself in a more gracious state of surrender than ever, the Queen Ladybug will return to record an album of her complete works sometime in the new, not-too-distant future. Professional production is what is required. May the angels bring the perfect producer for the job. And if you're a producer listening out there, please get in touch with the Queen Ladybug or myself. My email is marcia.di@newwavecom.net, two W's, two M's, .net. Or you may reach Queen Ladybug at www.myspace.com, the Queen Ladybug. And so we're very honored to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And it's lovely to speak to you again, Marcia.
Oh, lovely to hear that great Manchester accent. I love it, and I love you. We had a great time in London, though short it was, too short. So I'm all smiles thinking about your music, and I was going to make a few announcements, if I can, before we get into the story of how you came to write Here I Am. So I have a few brief announcements that I'd like to make concerning my up-and-coming appearances here in good old Corn and Beanland, Central Illinois, which is featuring a Midwest Holistic Fair coming up the 11th and 12th of November from about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and I'll be doing a reading of the late Princess Diana's words from my books to accompany the Celtic harp by a local harpist, and this will be very beautiful, and you don't want to miss it. I'm not sure which time or day that the harpist will be appearing. She's excellent in her musical skills, and this seems to be a month devoted to music. So how about that? I'm going to have something I had visualized for a long time was reading my Lady Diana words accompanied to a Celtic harp, so it just materialized for me like that. So I'm really excited about it. I have about four or five books that I'll be featuring at the fair. Princess Diana's Message of Peace has been re-released. It's out on Amazon and my website at Diana Speaks to the World. You can get a signed copy, which are highly collectible. And then Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe, which has been out for a long time, and it's available through the website, and then it's available on Amazon. I'll have copies, signed editions, there for you. And then Short and Fun Stories was a book that was, my work with Diana was highlighted in by Dorothy Mercer and a number of authors, including Nancy Calumet. And then Nancy will be sharing the booth with me, and she's just released Gems. And it's a beautiful collected book of poetry relating to Reiki. And I didn't quite mention that I'm also doing angel readings with Archangel Michael and your spiritual purpose and guidance type of readings, and they're on sale now. And you can reach me in email. I've given the email out before, or at dianaspeakstotheworld.com. I've also be taking clients, and you want to sign up in advance so that I can fit you into my readings. So Esther is going to be the feature today with her wonderful music, and I would like to then focus on you, Esther, and how you came to write some of these songs, and particularly we're thinking about Here I Am. You said that there was a Lennon connection. If you could tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to write these songs. And I know you've got different versions, and we've got a good version to share with our audience, if you would elaborate a little bit on your inspiration for the songs.
Yeah. Well, before you play, I would like to discuss about that particular version. But to begin with, it's funny, it's always my best writing, as with a lot of artists, comes about when shocking things happen, when there's trauma and death and upset in my life. This is, they say, an artist is nothing without sadness an artist is nothing without grief, and it definitely helps you to write better when you've had problems. But in 2001, I got poorly with meningitis, and I'd always played musical instruments, wind instruments, keyboards. I'd always sung,
meningitis,
but I've never really played the guitar. And because I was sat there a lot, I couldn't move much because I'd been so poorly. I thought I'll get myself a little guitar, and I got an acoustic guitar, and just begun to learn a few basic chords. And I noticed right away that I was starting to sound a little bit like the Beatles, and I didn't know why. There's no reason for it. And then in 2003, my brother-in-law actually committed suicide. It was a very sad time. And I was using meditation, mirror meditation, trying to communicate with him shortly after his death to find out what happened and why he wanted to leave. And I did actually was able to communicate with him. I also communicated at the same time with my own blood father, who had died shortly after I was born, which was a real shock. And then shortly after that communication, John Lennon appears to me. I had no idea what he was doing there. But I sort of had this feeling it was to do with the guitar at the time, because obviously it's the first time I picked up the guitar properly. I started to sound like the Beatles, and next thing I had John Lennon, light as day, staring at me in this mirror. And I sort of said to him, what do you want with me? Like, this is just ridiculous. I'm so, couldn't believe it. Why would this amazing energy of this amazing godlike person show his face to me? And then I looked up his birthday in the birthday book and realised that it was his birthday, the day I looked up the book, and it was 9th October. There's a much bigger story to this, and it's actually in my book that I wrote about Killing Joke. There's a much more to it. But we looked, the day I opened this book, on a random page, it opened on the 9th of October. It was the 9th of October, and it was John Lennon's birthday. My gosh, I couldn't deny anymore that this energy of this amazing being was connecting with me. There was no denying it anymore. And basically John's message on his birthday, what his birthday is actually about, I think it comes under the title of The Day of the Penetrating Gaze. And he was all about encouraging others to make the most of themselves. So you can imagine what that told me at that time was, you've got to carry on with this music, you've got to go ahead with this music. And so things developed further on, then I became much more brave with my playing, and I just felt like he had this force behind me, that John was working through me. And in 2005 there was another death, and shortly after that other death in 2005, I was basically in the kitchen crying about this. It was my stepfather that had died. With the guitar in my hand, and this song came through, and I knew that it was John playing through me, and I knew that he wrote "Here I Am" through me. There's, you know, much more to it with the video, as you know, which we discussed last time I was on air with you. But yeah, that's basics behind it, but it's really powerful.
That's really powerful, wonderful. And I think I'd like to play "Here I Am" right now for our audience, because it's such a masterful masterpiece, really, I would call it. And I hope that the audience enjoys hearing you and your wonderful vocals, and also listen in for the lyrics, because it's got a lot of Lennon influence. When we get back on the other side, I'm going to read my message from the late John Lennon about Queen Ladybug's work. So tune in to this song, and let's play it now.
It's the backing vocals on this that we need to listen out for. We had some amazing angels, very, very young girls on the backing here, and they were the ones that made this particular recording perfect for me. This one particular was recorded in 2007 in May, and we had the first was I sent the tune off to somebody, and he put the drums on it, and it was fantastic, and then we all got together and recorded it together. It was such a buzz. It was brilliant.
Yeah. see what there could be. It's just a shame it felt like pain. Now I feel so warm again. If I look back, there's only rain. I need to see you learn again. And I'm not sorry. You got to know me. It be no longer step to you. It's just a shame it felt like pain. Now I feel so warm again. If I look back, there's only rain. I know I'll see you learn again. And I'm not sorry. You got to know me. No, I'm not sorry.
Great song, and that was Here I Am by Queen Ladybug, Esther Klein, and we're back with Esther to discuss the song a little bit more. So you were saying that you wanted to give your band member tribute.
Yeah, the backing singers for that on that particular one with my little niece, I think she must have been about 11 at the time, and my own daughter, who was about 15, and their little angel voices are just so special on there.
Oh, they are. And that would be Danu, and what's the other backup singer?
Jessica
and Danu, so it's special.
Angel.
Well, we got angels all around today. We've got
definitely
Lennon in the upstairs studio, and we've got
guitarist.
And we've got me. Go ahead then. And you were
sorry. And the guitarist is such an amazing guitarist, Dave Alcock. He's probably the best guitarist in the world, and he's not really showing his talents much on that song because it's quite a simple song. But he's actually fronting a Hawkwind tribute band now, touring around Manchester and the surrounding areas. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Very
and
good
his
musician.
Name again?
I was very blessed to be able to work with him.
His name again? Dave?
David Alcock, but he goes by the name of Ollie. Yeah.
Yeah, great. It is a magnificent sound. It really, it does, make me think of the I Am Presence, Here I Am, you know. And if you're...
Yeah.
If you're into the metaphysical side of things, which I know you are, we could go on about the I Am Presence the rest of the show, but we want to highlight your work. And I was going to bring through John Lennon for our listening audience this morning. And
wonderful.
So is that, and then we'll discuss the next song that you want to get into, which is Courage. So John has some enlightening words for us. This morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're tuning in to BBS Radio. And this is my message from John that I channeled in last night. John, hello, love. You're coming in softly. Long time no chat, line babe. Hello, John. Sending out my love to you and to your universe. John, yes, I am a universe unto itself. That is so true. My thoughts have never been of this world, nor will there ever... Well, will they ever be? I tried to correct this world when I was on the earth plane, and I was glad to have come to America to promote peace and love. Still seems that America has a long way to go to get there. I mean, with the current administration promoting, it's really sad to think about it. We railed and demonstrated against Nixon in our time, and now we've got this nut in office that's promoting all kinds of hatred and denigrating women. I myself don't like him, and I did know him in life and partied with him. I do predict he'll come down by his own making and in time. I'm honored to be on show with Queen Ladybug this evening. And yes, I do influence her thoughts. She writes great tunes. Tell her that another opportunity is coming her way soon. And send all my lovin' to the great Queen Ladybug. And as for you, Marcia, my dear, there's still more writing that awaits you. I think some more travel may be up to Northern Britain this time to visit my own homeland where I lived with Aunt Mimi in Liverpool and the Cavern Club and all that good stuff. We'd really like to see you there in Liverpool. It was a bit of a disappointment that you only got to visit the South. I understand you had a great time and you'll have more good times if you do go back to England. We hope to speak more to you in the future about our new projects and the music that George and I of the Halfbeats are doing. We're signing off now, and please remember peace, remember love. It's me, Lennon. Love from me to you, to all our listeners, John XX. So, what about that? A special message directly for you, Queen Ladybug.
It's wonderful. Really wonderful.
It is. And he's always encouraging me to do more with my creative talent, and I'm sure that he's wanting to work through you again in some way. So I guess I would say look for surprises and miracles, because we all need to have that miracle-mindedness in especially this time of year when we're centered in a little bit more on our projects and our home life and with the changing of the seasons. This is the time of year that I like to write. So you were wanting to talk about another brilliant song, one of my favorite, all-time favorites. I mean, I listen to your song when I needed to get courage, and whenever I need inspiration, I find it in my iTunes. This is a brilliant song that you're all going to really enjoy, and it's written by Queen Ladybug herself, and tell us about the influence and how you came to write Courage.
Yeah, well, I'll just say before that briefly, I do think that John's pulling us back together here to get me out of the rut, that I was giving up music, I was giving everything up. And I think he's coming back into my life for a reason.
He's got
to be smiling,
and he's saying, don't give it up, love.
Yeah.
I definitely hear
that loud and clear from John, and I'm grateful for you there channeling him. Yeah, and Courage was one of the first songs that I ever wrote when I picked up that guitar. And I was studying under a a master named the Barefoot Doctor, Stephen Russell. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a Taoist healing practitioner. Absolutely fabulous. Amazing healer, amazing teacher. And I've been studying some of his work. And it was a specific... He teaches affirmations and acupressure points that you use to get yourself out of ruts that you're in for whatever, any ailment there is. He has an affirmation and an acupressure point to help heal it. And I found that his methods work so well. And I knew through what all my experience from being the first songs that I wrote and then actually sung live, that whatever you sing about, you bring about much quicker than even thinking and speaking, because there's such power behind words when you're singing that it just creates things to happen. So if you sing something, if you want something, sing it and you'll get it, basically. So I decided to play about with the words.
And I'm not a musician at all, but I discovered the very same thing because I use a technique in Reiki called angelic Reiki. And when I verbally call in the angels or the masters to a Reiki treatment, the energy comes instantly. So I've gotten in a little bit of sound healing, but I'm not as advanced as you. I'm no musician. I just get the lyrics from John. He says you're pretty tone deaf, love, but you are a good tone.
I don't.
So I'm tone deaf. I don't know anything
what tone
about
you're singing.
But I love
when
yours.
When you sing it with passion, it's where the passion's there, where the energy's behind. The energy behind the words. There's so much more energy when you sing words, and it brings things about. So I was in quite a bit of a low state in this area of my life through illness and through deaths. And so I used the affirmation, changed the words slightly, and with the permission of the Barefoot Doctor, turned it into a song, which obviously I still sing today. And when I was working with Julia, who I did record this, Julia Nelson, fabulous, amazing musician, female musician, when we were recording this and we worked together, whenever we felt a bit of a downtime when we were rehearsing or practicing, we'd say, should we do courage? Let's do courage. And it always lifted us back up. So,
It just makes you want to stand up and sing or listen to it and get busy with everything that you know that you are. It makes you want to step into your destiny almost. This song is so powerful. And I know our audience will love and appreciate it. So we're ready to play Courage. And we'll come back.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah, we'll come back with Esther in a minute. But
I have the courage to let me succeed, ride this adventure, and have all the love I need. Thank you.
sorry,
were
go
just
ahead.
Listening to Courage by Queen Ladybug. And I was wondering, Queen Ladybug, if you could repeat some of those marvelous lyrics for us, because they were so powerful as a reminder and an affirmation today. Those of us that are needing courage right now, please repeat some of the lyrics.
I have the courage to let me succeed. I grab this adventure and I have all the love I need. I'm in a state of grace. I am complete as I am. And all that I wish for, abracadabra, is here. For I am queen of all that I've seen, and all that I make, let me make no mistake from here on. And there was two more verses which didn't weren't produced into this version, but I won't go into those now. Perhaps I need to produce it again, yet another version of
produce
it with the full
again.
Lyrics
Perhaps
on.
You
yeah.
do. Yeah. That was so brilliant. And
it
you
was
know,
produced
it
by Tony Farnworth, who he actually features on it. One little line at the end, love I need, he says, and it sounds lovely. Really grateful
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, and I have all the love I need. So it's like going within yourself and knowing that you're strong enough to do anything that you desire to do. It's really inspirational, no matter where you're at in life, whether you're young and just beginning or you're wrapping up your career. And no matter what's come your way before, it seems to always inspire me and move me to go ahead again with my work and keep working. But another point I wanted to note, and this is just a brief thought, something that Princess Diana gave me a long time ago, and I don't have the message in front, but it's just that you have to be your own inner queen. So, Queen Ladybug, you are your own inner queen, and you have the courage, and you can do it no matter what. So that's a very important idea for our listeners today. It's very much in the tune of what we're talking about with, you know, just going forth and being called to your creative soul purpose. So,
in a state of grace, complete as you are. That's very important.
Yeah, in a state of grace, too, because I love that lyric as well, because it highlights that you're not pushing anything. And you're not doing it aggressively. You're just flowing with your creative source. So you have to be connected to source to create well, I think, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. So what song would you like to share with us next? And have you any thoughts about, you know, inspirations? And we have time yet. Looks to me like we have about 15 minutes left. And if there's a song that you'd like to play for us and tell us a little bit about.
I would really like to do two more if we have enough time.
Yes, we will try.
Just because after I finished working with Julia, we were actually a duo called Me and Her, but we said Me and Her because we were from Manchester. I started working with a band of male musicians again, and we came up with the title, the name for the band was actually As I Am, which the boys didn't understand as much as I did, because obviously I'm with the God energy and this is what I was working towards. And so that's where all the trouble started, because they said they liked the sound of it, but they didn't like what it meant. They didn't get it at all, but it was. I still think it's an absolutely wonderful name for a band, and if I ever get another band, it was my name, I would probably use it again.
I knew that had
so
to be
they
you,
were,
this is so clever.
Sorry?
I knew that the band name had to be yours entirely, because As I Am, it is the I Am presence again, you know.
Yeah, totally.
So go ahead.
And so they were sort of really sort of into progressive rock sound, and we actually sounded really good live, but when it came to recording, they were a bit green. They hadn't done much recording, I don't think done any recording before they worked with me. And they didn't want to listen to me because I was a woman, and I'd done lots and lots of recording, and I knew that we can put any sounds, we can put maracas in here and bells in here and triangles in there. They didn't want to know, don't put anything down, just the straight music. And so it wasn't anywhere near the quality that I wanted to do, which caused us to split up. But we did manage to record a couple of songs that I really regard as decent myself, the lyrics and the energy behind them. And one of them is called I Had a Chat with Jesus, because I actually did in one of my meditations. That's another
really?
Story. So it's
so
quite
tell us about
thoughtful,
that.
It's quite noisy. Pardon?
Pardon me. There's a little noise in the background. Just ignore it. Tell us about I Had a Chat with Jesus and how that came about.
Well, I was sort of half asleep, half awake, going into my sort of astral form. And I was sort of, it was actually Bruce Lee of all people. Bruce Lee came to me and he said, I have Jesus here and he's telling me that you've got to realize everything is your choice. You're the boss. And from that, I wrote this song, which I originally called Boss. And then I thought, no, I just called it straight away. I changed it straight away. I had a chat with Jesus because I did. So
great.
That's where the lyrics come from.
Yeah. I had a chat with
Jesus. And there is a little tiny bit of a cover of Black Sabbath in there with the words changed. And if you listen carefully, you'll understand why I changed the words and how powerful it is, because the power of words is beyond or any other power.
It is beyond. The word is the power. So right. So we're going to listen to I Had a Chat with Jesus, and we're going to get back with Queen Ladybug, great talent from Manchester, UK, in just a moment.
Finish with my man because I
great tune, and we're back with speaking with Queen Ladybug, and that tune that you were just listening to was I Had a Chat with Jesus. Did you want to give us a few more lyrics? They were clever lyrics.
Well, perhaps we'll save that for next time.
All right. So you had a chat with Jesus, and basically the essence of the chat was?
Oh, that he told me that I'm in charge, that my life is my choice. He told me through Bruce Lee, of all people, that he chose to go to the cross. It was his choice, that we can sacrifice our lives for whatever cause, but it's our choice. We don't have to do anything. We're not forced to do anything. In reality, we are free, and that life is our choice. And for me, to remember that I'm the boss and I need to move forward into my own power, as we all do.
Very powerful lessons and words from Master Jesus, and it's an honor to hear what he thinks about all of that. It's very interesting. I'm writing a book with Jesus and Mary Magdalene right now in my memories of being in England 2,000 years ago. So I was visiting all the holy sites, but I'm working on...
We'll look forward to that book, Marcia.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what the title is going to be. I'll be announcing, but I think your connection is equally fascinating, that you have that direct connection to spirit as I do, and you're getting this inspiration. So you want to talk about As I Am. That's going to be one of the last songs we close out with, and I was wondering how that came to be, and I love the sound of the title there, As I Am. I knew it had to be you, because you use a lot of the I Am presence, and you're very, very self-enlightened. So tell us a little bit more about the lyrics there and what you're going to share.
Yeah, As I Am was the music layout was first written by the bass player of As I Am, Mr. Pete Fishwick. Beautiful, beautiful, amazing creative musician who actually lived for a long time with a pacemaker, and he was 52. And he managed to do gigs with us with his pacemaker, and he always looked so poorly, and he was in and out of hospital all the time. And then, to surprise us all, he died of cancer. He suddenly contracted cancer and was dead within a few months at 53. And it was really, really sad. He was such a beautiful human being, such an amazing musician, that I would like to play this last one because you can tell that he wrote it because it all worked around the bass line. And he obviously wrote it first on the bass, and then we all added on top. And it was our signature theme title, As I Am, to go with the band As I Am. And it's quite a comical. The lyrics are quite comical. They were aimed at somebody who is quite well known in the music industry, who I had some ongoing issues with, because basically he worships the dark and I worship the light. And it's quite comical. I wouldn't even begin to try and help people understand the lyrics, but it's still funny. I'll just give you one line. Just like Ganesh, I ride on vermin. I see that has got you squirming. Don't kill what you don't understand is. I've got the upper hand. And it's really, really comical if I could ever explain the lyrics, but I know we haven't got time now. But as we know, Ganesh rides on a chariot of rats.
Refer back to your website and mine and how to reach you, and if there's time, we'll close out with, a section of a brief tune. But right now, we're going to tune in to As I Am by Queen Ladybug, great talent from the UK, Manchester. Honored to have her on the program this evening, and we're going to get back with her if there's time. So.
I'm so honored, Marcia. So, so honored to be with you.
So honored to have you back on show again. You're great.
on that note, you notice.
We were listening to As I Am with the Queen Ladybug, and I just wanted to remind our listeners of a few items before we close out the show. Can you give us your website and how to reach you, Queen Ladybug?
Yeah, I don't have a website as such, but some of my music is on MySpace, and the address is www.myspace.com/TheQueenLadybug.
The Queen
Ladybug. And there's a real assortment on there of different producers and different musicians working with me over the years.
Yeah, you've got great talent, and I wish you the best on your new book. Queen Ladybug is also a Reiki master, as I am, and she's got a whole lot of talent in a multidisciplinary approach to her creative flow. So it was a pleasure to have you on this evening, and we look forward to whatever you're going to be producing in the future. and giving tribute again. You wanted to mention the name of the guy that helped write As I Am, and we'll close out with mentioning his name and anything else that you'd like to add.
So, yeah, the lovely Peter Fishwick. So, yeah, if anybody wants to get in touch about the music or about anything from the metaphysical world or the spiritual plane and discuss anything with me or you, Marcia, I'm sure you'll give them your personal email. But I can be contacted at the777queen@hotmail.com.
The777queen@hotmail.com. And you can reach me anytime at MARCIA, MARCIA DI 2002@yahoo, if you're interested in a reading or you would like to sign up for a Reiki class or an angelic Reiki session. And we're going to close out the show briefly with Appreciated Angels, inspired by the late John Lennon and George Harrison, if there is time. All right, thank you for joining us. We'll meet up again in 2 weeks on November the 18th, and be listening for another very special guest. Thank you again so much. It was an honor to have you all the way from Manchester. It was great to have you on. Your songs stand clearly in the light. They're beautiful. They're pristine. They're excellent. We so enjoyed having you as a guest. Thank you again.
I'm humbled. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very, very many.
You're amazing, Marcia. You're so amazing.
We'll speak
again soon.
Yeah. Thank you for all your great talent and for sharing it with us. Good night for now.
Good night.